black helicopter crowd notion.
The tyranny is always lurking just around the corner.
It's nursing. They've been crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies.
Hello and welcome to the Black Helicopter News 2015 Christmas Special. So glad to be here with you folks over the holidays. I do want to wish everyone a happy holidays and thanks for tuning in. I'm very grateful for the listeners and subscribers of the show as well as friends of the show. It's been a great run so far these last 20 episodes. Today is Christmas Eve 2015 and today I have my sister Marie Weimer co-hosting. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Here's what's in the news. Pope says this may be the last Christmas for humanity. Pope Francis told crowds in St. Peter's Square that this Christmas might be the last one for humanity. In a grim speech, the Pope said that the current chaotic state of the world marks the beginning of the end times, and at this time next year, the world is likely to be unrecognizable.
And firearms top American Christmas list. Gun sales are soaring once again in the U.S., with shoppers taking advantage of the holiday season to allay their fears of terrorism and potential gun control measures.
Rare full moon on Christmas Day. Not since 1977 has a full moon dawned in the skies on Christmas, but this year, a bright full moon will be in added gift for the holidays. This rare event won't happen again until 2034. That's a long wait, so make sure to look up at the skies on Christmas Day.
Somalia bans Christmas and New Year's festivities. Somalia's government has banned celebrations of Christmas and New Year's in the Muslim-majority country, saying these festivities may attract Islamic attacks.
Next up, 10 of the most interesting Christmas and holiday celebrations from around the world.
In South Africa, don't eat Santa's cookies to keep kids from nibbling on Santa's cookies. Parents tell a story about a boy named Danny, who ate all of Santa's cookies and really angered his grandmother. In her rage, she killed him, and now their ghosts haunt houses during Christmas time. Heavy.
Italy, don't fear the Christmas witch. Italians aren't looking for a jolly old man in a red suit on Christmas Eve. Instead, they look out for Befana, a friendly witch that brings toys and candy to all good children.
Norway, hide your brooms. Norwegians must put away their brooms on Christmas Eve. Legend has it that evil witches may come and steal them away if they're left out.
Iceland, fear the Yule cat. Children who don't receive new clothes by Christmas Eve will be devoured by a mythical monster from Icelandic folklore known as the Yule Cat. What's a Yule Cat? It's a large and angry feline rumored to lurk in the snow. A strange tradition comes from farmers who used the myth as an incentive for their workers to finish processing the autumn wool before Christmas. The ones who took part in the work would be rewarded with new clothes, but those who did not would get nothing and thus would be preyed upon by the monstrous cat.
Ukraine, a spooky tree. If you find yourself in Ukraine around the holidays, you may be wondering, is it Christmas or Halloween? Trees are decorated with artificial spider webs and decorative spiders. The unusual tradition is a nod to a tale where a mythical spider wove a web around the plain tree of a poor family. When morning came, the white strands turned to precious metals and the family was rich. The webs today symbolize prosperity for the next year.
Austria, Germany, and Hungary. Krampus. For the good children, there's Santa Claus. For the bad, there's Krampus, a beast-like creature who shows up in order to punish the ill-behaved. Just the sight of him is punishing indeed. Krampus has roots in Germanic folklore. Today, young people dress up as Krampus and roam the streets in Austria, Romania, Bavaria, and other Balkan countries to frighten young children.
Mexico, Night of the Radishes. Every December 23rd, the Mexican state of Oaxaca presents the most impressive display of carved vegetables in the world. Radishes are grown especially for this event and remain on the display through Christmas Day. The miniature exhibits depict the nativity scene and other events from Mexican folklore. Originally, the tradition of radishes carving was done by shopkeepers who wanted to entice people into their stores. Today, it's a three-day festival.
In the U.S., drunk Santas. While holiday cheer and holiday spirit traditionally go hand in hand, some take festive to a new level with the annual tradition of SantaCon. People from all over the world flock to NYC decked out in head-to-toe Christmas garb, dressed as elves, Santa, and snowmen, and participate in a citywide bar crawl. The festivities usually start before 8 a.m., so there's plenty of tipsy Santas roaming the streets by mid-afternoon.
Catalonia, Spain. The Christmas log. Yes, it's a log with legs and a face and a red hat. It may seem like a joke that just caught on, but the tradition hails from old Catalan mythology. The log is introduced in Catalan homes at the Feast of the Immaculate Conception every December 8th. Leave food out for your little log each night. He gets hungry, you know? And don't forget a blanket. He might get cold. And when the kids aren't looking, hide presents under the blanket. You see, the log is hollow, and well, the idea is that it's pooping out the gifts. That's great.
Guatemala, burning devils. In order to rid houses of bad spirits for the new year, Guatemalans do a full house clean in December. The dirt and dust dust is gathered from every home in each neighborhood creates a large pile. A devil statue is built and placed on top of the offending dirt and burned. The bad omens are said to burn up with the devil. Alright, folks, that wraps this segment up. We'll be right back. Grammy Award winner and platinum recording artist, President Zen One. His debut studio album, Philosopher's Stone, including the smash single, New World Order. President Zen One, Philosopher's Stone, the digital album, available on iTunes, Amazon Music, Google Play, and CDBaby.com. Get your copy today. Andrew Robinson here. At Armageddon Record Shop, we've partnered with eBay to expand our operation. My goal is to find the best deals on the highest quality products and give them to you at the lowest prices possible. The New World Order wants us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. Visit us at ebay.com/USR/Armageddon Record Shop. Books, video games, clothing, and much more. New items every month. Armageddon Record Shop on eBay. And we're back. For the next segment, we'll be looking at the pagan roots of our popular symbols of Christmas. Christmas tree, sacred tree of the winter god. Druids believe the spirit of their gods resided in the tree. The star, the five-pointed star, is a powerful symbol of Satan, second only to the hexagram. The star is a sacred symbol of Nimrod and has nothing whatsoever to do with Christianity. Candles. Candles represent the sun god's newly born fire. Pagans the world over love and use candles in their rituals and ceremonies. Certain colors are thought to represent specific powers. Mistletoe is the sacred plant of the Druids, symbolizing pagan blessings of fertility. Thus, kissing under the mistletoe is the first step in a reproductive cycle. Witches also use the white berries in potions. Wreaths are circular, and so they represent the female sexual organs. Wreaths are associated with fertility and the circle of life. Santa Claus. Former Satanists have told me that Santa is an enanagram for Satan. The mythical attributes and powers ascribed to Santa are eerily close those possessed by Jesus Christ. Reindeer are horned animals representing the horned god or the stag god of pagan religion. Santa's traditional number of reindeer and his team is 8. In satanic gematria, 8 is the number of new beginnings or the cycle of reincarnation. The Illuminati views the number 8 as a symbol of the New World Order. Elves are imp-like creatures who are Santa's or Satan's little helpers. They're also demons. Green and red are the traditional colors of the season as they're the traditional pagan colors of winter. Green is Satan's favorite color, so it's appropriate it should be one of the traditional colors for Christmas. Red is the color of human blood, Satan's highest form of sacrifice. December 25th is known as the Nativity of the Sun. The date is the birthday of Tammuz, the sun, the reincarnation of the sun god. Traditionally, December 21st is known as the Yule. The Roman Catholic Church moved the celebration of Yule to December 25th. December 25th is also known to the Romans as Saturnalia, a time of deliberate debauchery. Drinking through repeated toasting was a key to the debauchery of this celebration. Fornication was symbolized by the mistletoe. The entire event was finished with a great feast, the Christmas dinner. Even the name Christmas is pagan. Christi means Christ, while Mass meant Mass. Since all pagan Masses are commemorating death, the name Christmas literally means the death of Christ. A deeper meaning lies in the mention of Christ without specifying Jesus. Thus, Antichrist is in view here. The pagan and celebrate Christmas. The celebration of their coming Antichrist will deal death blow to Jesus Christ of Christianity. And also, early American Christian pilgrims refused to celebrate this day. Yeah, when you think about it, the Christmas tree symbolizes the Illuminati pyramid and the star on top, the all-seeing eye.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Deaths of almost 100,000 people. Do you really want to know?
I am inside.
Several party members have been murdered, Chief Inspector.
Interrupting your regularly scheduled program to bring you this terrifying report.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancakes.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
New York, very much a city still in chaos. The phones are not working properly. The subway lines are not working properly.
The sky now black with smoke in front of us, just across the Tigris River here. This is shock and awe, Tom, to the population of Baghdad. Shock and awe, indeed.
The people you liberate will witness the honorable and decent spirit of the American military.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Come on.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
I love my dad. I'd kill for him. I'd go to prison for him because I love him so much.
I love Bill Clinton.
What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
When you are subverting the power of government, that's a fundamentally dangerous thing to democracy.
What do you think of Edward Snowden?
I think he's a traitor.
Obama is the one that kills the U.S. troops if the Russians bomb any of them. Obama is the one that put them in harm's way. Obama is the one using them as human shields.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Welcome to America, ISIS. This is what we do. Woo!
We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches?
In 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgents in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. And why did you not stop that?
Why didn't you come forward before? What were you waiting for?
Well, for you, Inspector. I needed you.
I suddenly had this feeling that everything was connected. We're all part of it. Are we ready for it?
Okay, folks, that about wraps up the first annual 2015 Black Helicopter News Holiday Special. But before we go, Marie, what are your top favorite Christmas movies?
If I had to narrow them down, on the top of that list would definitely be Holiday Inn. Also, there's a movie with Dennis Leary and Kevin Spacey called The Ref, my friend introduced me to. And it is one of my top all-time favorite comedies and also a fantastic movie. On that list is also Elf, of course, a instant classic. And it's not Christmas without the best Christmas movie, and that is Die Hard. People argue that Die Hard isn't a Christmas movie, but it's not Christmas without John McClane.
Nice. I'll go with Home Alone, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacay, It's a Wonderful Life, Elf, and A Christmas Story. Alright, one more. What were your favorite Christmas gifts over the years?
If I had to narrow it down to three types of gifts, on the top of that list is the bottles of wine I would get from my wonderful brother. He always brought home some really awesome craft wines that I always look forward to. And then also a KitchenAid mixer that I got a couple years ago was my favorite because the KitchenAid mixers brand new are usually at least $200. But a friend of mine actually found it on the train. He works for NJ Transit and he found a KitchenAid mixer, it must be at least 20 years old, still in working condition, that was just hanging out on the train. So he re-gifted it as a present to me last year. And then on top of that, my vinyl record player that a bunch of my friends got for me last year so I could listen to my Bing Crosby record. Christmas records, of course.
Not bad. Mine were, well, one year, gotta take it back to the 80s, I got a Transformer, Megatron. He turned into a gun. And also, another year, I got the original Nintendo Entertainment System and a small little color TV to go with it. Those got to be my best gift of all time. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
Take care, guys.